Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Voters in Northern Ireland will elect a new assembly on Thursday, and polls suggest that Sinn Féin could become the largest individual party. That would mean that for the first time, Northern Ireland could have a Sinn Féin First Minister. But under the power-sharing rules, that can only happen if the Democratic Unionist Party agrees to take the post of Deputy First Minister. Well, that's an unimaginable prospect for some unionists, even though the two posts have equal power. Well, for more on this and how the election might go for the other parties in Northern Ireland, I'm joined by Alison Morris, columnist and commentator with the Belfast Telegraph, and Brendan Mulgrew, political commentator and former SDLP advisor. And you're both very welcome. Thank you for joining us this morning. Alison, first to you, this new poll this morning in the Irish News, the Alliance Party and the DUP are neck and neck. Now, that would be quite something if it were to play out that way. But a lot of the main news headlines, if you like, over the course of this election have been about the growth of the Alliance Party and the disintegration, as some would see it, of the DUP.
I definitely think we're going to see the growth of the middle ground in this election. And most people had predicted that Alliance would come in third, that they would overtake the Ulster Unionist Party. And we are looking at a situation in the not-so-distant future when what we call the others, that group that would be the Alliance Party, the Green Party, and it actually includes People Before Profit because they don't designate, could in fact be the second largest grouping within the Assembly, and it's heading that direction. We've had so many polls, you know, over the last couple of weeks. Journalists love polls, don't we? Let's face it, we love numbers. The crunch and debate. The poll that's out this morning, that is the Liverpool University Irish News poll, it has some remarkable figures. It's shown the DUP sinking down to 18%, and as you said, that makes them neck and neck with Alliance. The Belfast Telegraph Lucid Talk poll that was out a few days ago had the DUP at 20% and Alliance at 14%, so both of those things can't be right. Polls that we know, they have a 2 or 3% margin of error. But remember, the thing about these, an STV election, is it's all about the transfers, and you have to stay in the game long enough to collect those transfers. And that's where we see a lot of people who might poll initially quite well get knocked out very early on. Mm-hmm. So the TUV, that really hardline element of unionism, of loyalism, you know, Jim Allister's party, you cannot get any more hardline or more to the right than them. They're polling at 9%. And the Lucid Talk poll, they're at 5% in the Institute of Liverpool, the Liverpool University poll. That looks like they will take up more seats. Up until now, they've only had one seat in the Assembly. Their leader's the only elected member. But again, they're not that transfer-friendly. So Sinn Féin are going to be the largest party by the looks of things, okay, unless there's some sort of earthquake. But they're not the largest party because they've grown their vote. They're okay. The largest party because unionism's in disarray.
OK, I'll come to Sinn Féin in a moment. But just to stick with the DUP and the Alliance Party, Brendan, if I can get your take on this, because while everybody accepts that the DUP is going to drop seats, do you think that the fall will be dramatic or a minor drop?
Morning, Claire. I think that as we get closer to polling day, it's hard to read people's intentions. When they get into the voting booths, the DUP will be counting on unionist voters listening to their message, their warning, in inverted commas, that there's going to be a Sinn Féin First Minister. And it just might be the case that the DUP vote, yes, it will drop, and it will drop a certain amount of percentage points, but it may not be the big dramatic drop that some people are speculating about, and indeed that this poll shows, which was published this morning. And that poll was out, that was taken in the field a week ago. Since then, we've had a leaders' debate. There's been some one or two other issues have come to the surface. The parties have launched their manifestos, and there's been lots of media appearances. So even though there's only 2 days to go, you know, a lot can still shift within these 2 days. And I think we've had, to date, a very low-key election campaign, and I think the parties which stand to gain most on polling day have decided wisely to just say as little as they can, no hostages to fortune. They haven't made any controversial remarks about their future plans, and I'm talking really about Sinn Féin here, and the Alliance to a certain extent. Those that have got the most to gain have said the least throughout the course of the election campaign, and I think that will probably play out in the second TV leaders debate, which is scheduled to go out tonight. So while we've had a very low-key, and some may even say uninteresting election campaign, I think we are certainly in for a very interesting set of results on Friday.
Okay, and do you agree with that, Alison, that the strategy has been, from Sinn Féin's point of view and to the when it comes to the Alliance Party as well, just to run this campaign quietly when you're talking and thinking about Sinn Féin? Don't mention a border poll, and we haven't heard much mention of that, have we, over the course of the campaign?
No, and it takes up a very small part of their manifesto as well. And Brendan's right, it has been a very long campaign. It basically started at the start of February when Paul Gibbon resigned as First Minister. It's been going on so long, it's enough to, you know, weary even the most dedicated political nerd. But the fact is that the Sinn Féin tactic for this election has been to keep things positive, to keep things upbeat. They're not attacking their political opponents in a way that they maybe previously would have. And that's all about trying to attract transfers from small-end nationalists, moderate middle-of-the-road voters, people who necessarily wouldn't have given Sinn Féin a second or third preference vote in the past. People, Sinn Féin were not a particularly transfer-friendly party in the past. That's what they've been looking at. That's their strategy, and that's what way they've tried to keep things going. You know, the BBC election debate is likely to be slightly more feisty, I think, than the UTV one. That's simply because UTV has ads, which I think break it up and stop the momentum. We'll see, you know, an interesting, but if any of them, I think that their backroom team are briefing them constantly. Keep it within the lines. Keep it nice and sensible. Don't go off on, you know, any rants or any strange directions. You know, it's all to play for. And as I said, Sinn Féin are going to be the largest party, not because there's a huge surge in the nationalist vote or the Sinn Féin vote. It's because the unionism is basically devouring itself, and for the last year has been in a state of flux. And that's what we're seeing playing out in this election.
Yeah, it's just really fascinating to see what's happened on the unionist side. Brendan, you might talk to me about this. So the TUV, Jim Allister, having these rallies where he's protesting loudly against the Northern Ireland Brexit protocol. But Geoffrey Donaldson is there as well. And I'm reading that he can't extricate himself from those rallies, even though he seems really uncomfortable to be there.
Yeah, and I think Geoffrey Donaldson, standing in the back of a lorry in all the provincial towns of Northern Ireland on successive weekends, I just don't think that he does want to be there. I think he'd rather almost be anywhere else. But he can't. He seems trapped now. And the DUP decided at the outset of this campaign that they were going to make the protocol their number one issue. They were gambling that the unionist electorate put the protocol over and above everything else. But that's just not the case, and that hasn't played out. Either of these rallies, which in some cases are very poorly attended, and in research, and even in this morning's poll, shows that DUP voters care more about the state of the health system up here than they do about the protocol. And I think the DUP, late in the day, are probably realising that, and hence you get the spectre of a Sinn Féin First Minister, and that's why you must vote for us to keep out a Sinn Féin First Minister. There was a party election broadcast this morning by the DUP, and it mentioned the divisive border poll about 8 times. It was a very negatively pitched election broadcast, and it was playing to the fears, as they perceive them, of unionists rather than to the hopes of the wider population up here. And I think I think what will emerge over the weekend when the results are in is that it will have proved to have been a failed electoral strategy by the DUP. I don't think Geoffrey Donaldson wants to be on the back of lorries. That's where he finds himself, and he can't get himself off that hook.
And Brendan, Sinn Féin is focused on cost of living issues, hasn't it? Has that worked? Has it cut through with voters?
Well, most all parties actually are highlighting cost of living, and they all have broadly the same response to the cost of living, which is about putting money into people's pockets to help with the cost of fuel and the cost of groceries and the cost of energy. So, and Sinn Féin, as all the parties have done so, in a very appealing way, a very slick, professional way, have absolutely put the cost of living front and centre of their campaign as well. We'll hear that tonight in the leaders' debate. They will all open with what they're going to do about the cost of living. And as Alison pointed out, the whole talk about a border poll has just slipped down the agenda as far as Sinn Féin is concerned. I was at an event hosted by the Northern Ireland Chamber of Commerce, it's probably about a month ago now, where Michelle O'Neill went out of her way, unprompted, she didn't need to say it, but she did say that people aren't waking up in the morning worried about a border poll or worried about United Ireland, they're worried about the cost of living crisis. And I thought that was a very deliberate reframing of the Sinn Féin message as we headed into the climax of the election campaign. very deliberate strategy to try and not spook anybody, but to try and attract transfers from across the board. And in fact, it's the DUP who are talking about a border poll more than any other party.
All right, well, look, let's see how the next few days play out. No doubt we'll speak again very soon. Brendan Mulgrew and Alison Morris. Now, Evelyn has been finding out how to stage your property to increase its value. That's coming up next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.